Hello, everyone, and welcome to another Compliance Week News podcast. I'm Matt Kelly, editor of Compliance Week, and today we're going to talk about SEC enforcement, and specifically its policy of forbearance for witnesses who are cooperating in investigations, and whether that the SEC might be more amenable to forbearance deals these days. Now, to talk with us about that, joining us is Alex Lipman. He is a partner at the law firm of Stroke, Stroke & Levon in New York, and he works in the securities and corporate governance practice. And Alex, thank you very much for taking the time to talk to us today.
It's my pleasure.
Now, first question. Forbearance is discussed in the SEC Enforcement Manual in Section 3.3.5.31, but the idea behind it, that if you cooperate, the SEC is going to be more lenient in possible charges against you. I mean, the idea itself isn't new, but why do you think this forbearance issue is worth more attention right now in this period of change in SEC enforcement leadership and policy and whatnot?
Well, to answer that question, let me tell you how this article came up and how I thought of this idea. I was at the SEC for a number of years, and then I went to work at the U.S. Attorney's Office in the Southern District of New York. And when I arrived at the U.S. Attorney's Office, one of the things that I noticed first, it kind of hits you in the face, is how different the investigations are from the investigations that the SEC does. The SEC typically does an investigation by asking for lots and lots of documents and then reviewing those documents and taking on-the-record testimony of anyone who may have touched these documents, and then they kind of build the case from the ground up. The U.S. Attorney's Office tends to focus its investigations around individuals who were insiders, who can tell you what happened. They're usually people who have committed some bad acts themselves, but once they become witnesses for the government, they help focus the investigation. They direct the investigators toward important documents and transactions.
Sure.
And the result of that is a much more focused, much more quick investigation. Mm-hmm. So I was speaking with a friend of mine who is still at the U.S. Attorney's Office, and we were chatting about what the two of us would do if we were running the world. And so we thought one of the first things that we would do if we were running the SEC is try to encourage cooperation. So that was the idea. And then I did a little bit of a survey of people who are former SEC people and people who practiced before the SEC, and some didn't even know about this provision, and others, people who've spent many years at the SEC, said that they've never seen it used. So if the SEC wants to expedite its investigations and it wants to focus them, and they're under pressure to do both of those things, this is one very useful tool.
So tell us about how, I guess, how valuable a witness would have to be, as in what specifically would do you think the SEC be wanting or expecting you to give up in exchange for forbearance or some other sort of favorable consideration?
I think that the answer to that is very fact-specific. This cooperation provision in the enforcement manual basically goes up to the same things that a prosecutor considers when a prosecutor decides whether to sign a cooperation agreement with someone. And what they're looking at is weighing the value of the information, the misconduct that the individual engaged in, and whether they can get the same information from other sources and how difficult that is. And that's kind of a mix of factors that are not static. So it's very fact-specific, but I think that it would have to be something that materially advances the investigation. I hope that's by saying some piece of information is materially advances an investigation, that assumes the answer, of course.
Sure.
But it would have to be the witness would either have to be able to tell the story of what happened or identify relevant key documents or both. And it would have to be in circumstances in which the SEC doesn't have that information and can't get it otherwise.
Do you think that waiver of attorney-client privilege or anything like that would come into the picture for something like this as well?
Yes. The SEC is not, waiver of attorney-client privilege is a hot topic. And
sure.
The SEC and DOJ have stepped back from a little bit from at least openly asking for waiver. That said, the SEC, while it will not ask for waiver, it will credit disclosure of facts that would otherwise be privileged if those facts are important and if those facts help its investigation. So if somebody finds themselves in a situation where they're trying to cooperate, they ought to be able to leverage disclosure of privileged facts or privileged information to get extra credit, if you would, for cooperating.
Okay. Now, the mechanics of actually getting forbearance, as you said, you had written a legal bulletin about this recently. For full forbearance, that needs approval from the commissioners themselves, or are there other types of consideration that the SEC staff attorneys or local branch chiefs might be able to grant, or how might this get done at the sort of mechanical administrative level?
The provision itself only covers one situation, and that is a situation in which the staff wants to give full forbearance as a benefit for cooperating. And the provision of the manual says that the staff needs to apply to the commission and have commission approval.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there could be situations where someone is willing to take less than full forbearance for cooperating. And the staff ought to be able, it stands to reason that the staff would be able to give less than full forbearance in appropriate circumstances. The provision itself does not require the staff to go to the commission in that case, at least at the time that they're negotiating with the witness.
Mm-hmm.
But that said, every act of the commission of the staff ultimately requires commission approval. And I think it would be best practice if whatever the negotiation is, whether it's for full forbearance or partial forbearance, for whatever that is, whatever form that negotiation takes, I think that going to the commission is a good idea, because the thing that the commission likes the least, in my experience, is being surprised.
True. All right. Well, Alex, that is all the time we have today, but you gave us plenty to talk about here, so we really appreciate all your time and your information.
Yeah, thank you very much for having me.
And again, everybody, that was Alex Lipman of the law firm Struk, Struk & Levon in New York, and he was talking with us about the SEC's forbearance policy in enforcement actions and whether or not that could be applied more usefully today in today's enforcement climate. I am Matt Kelly, editor of Compliance Week. That is all for now. Thank you, everybody, for listening, and I hope you join us again next time.